My name is John Erling. Today's date is August 19th, 2010.
My name is Melvin R. Moran. Melvin Robert Moran.
Were you named after somebody special?
Yes, I was named after my grandfather in the Jewish religion. A Jewish child is named after a deceased person, and I was named after my grandfather on my father's side.
Your birth date and your present age?
I am 79 years old. I was born September 18th, 1930.
Tell us where we're recording this interview.
In the offices of Moran Oil Enterprises and Moran-K Oil in Seminole, Oklahoma. One block off Main Street.
Hello. Hello. Oh, this will be Jasmine.
Jasmine, and this is John.
Very nice to meet you.
And it's very nice to meet you,
thank
too.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
I apologize for being late. My two dogs decided that one was going to go out, the other one wouldn't go.
Oh, I know.
And she's so stubborn.
They do run our families.
They do.
We have three dogs, so we know what dog life is about.
We have to do what they want us to
They're
do.
They're in control.
Indeed.
Now, when we're talking and he says something and you want to add to it,
okay,
just jump in and do it.
Okay.
Where were you born, Melvin?
I was born in St. Joseph, Missouri. At the time of my birth, my parents lived in Maud, Oklahoma, but I was born in St. Joseph because that was the home of my mother's parents. My younger brother, Sidney, was born in St. Joseph for exactly the same reason.
What was your mother's name and maiden name?
My mother's maiden name was Elsie Fine. She was one of seven children. She was born, well, I'm not sure where she was born. She always told me that she was born in Poland. Her sister, however, said, no, that wasn't accurate. She was born in Russia. Her brother said, no, that was not accurate. She was born in Latvia. She was brought to this country when she was 2 years old and brought to St. Joseph, Missouri, where her family lived for many, many years.
So she then grew up in that community.
She did. She graduated St. Joseph, Missouri High School. She went to business school after that and later became a secretary to my father. When she met my father, she was living in Kansas City, Missouri, and Dad proposed to her on the third date.
What was your mother like? Describe her personality.
She was the most gentle person I've ever met. I mean, never, ever raised her voice. She was always a peacemaker. Everyone loved her. She was just a delight.
Mm-hmm. Did she have a big influence on your life?
A huge influence on my life. I would like to think that my personality approaches hers, at least in some respect, because she was a person that I loved dearly, and I think everyone who knew her loved her dearly.
Your father's name?
My father came to this country in 1921. He was 18 years old, did not speak a word of English. He came from the country of Latvia. In fact, the ship he came on was the SS Latvia. My father's name was Mir Maron, M-A-R-O-N. Because that name, the last name, was so close to the word moron, and Dad learned what that meant, he switched the O and the A around and changed the name to Moran, and we are grateful that he did.
And then he became Meyer.
He changed Meyer to Meyer by adding a Y between the two E's. He came by himself, the first one, and each time that he was able to earn enough money, he would send the money to Europe, and another family member would come over. Eventually, his parents and all of his sisters and his brother came over, except for one sister. He sent her the money to come over, and that was the time when World War II broke out. She was not able to leave Latvia to come, and she ended up spending the war years in Siberia. And then after the war was over, she immigrated to Israel and spent the rest of her life in Israel.
When he first came here to the United States, what city did he go to?
His first stop was Muncie, Indiana, because he had a family member there. And he stayed there only a very short time, and then he came to Nowata, Oklahoma. He had an uncle in Nowata, and the uncle had a scrapyard, so scrap. Dad went to high school and learned English at Nowata High School, and learned a little bit about the scrap business, and then decided to set out on his own. Meanwhile, this was a busy, fairly booming area. He went to Maud, Oklahoma. He didn't have any money at all, so he went to the First National Bank of Seminole, and he borrowed $1,000. He was certainly not creditworthy, but they loaned him the $1,000. He used that money to purchase a pickup truck. He did not have money for the truck and a place to live, so for some period of time he lived in his truck. He would go to various oil companies and buy scrap from them that they didn't use anymore from the various oil wells. He became very friendly with a man by the name of Bill LaRue, who worked for Phillips Petroleum. Bill was very good to Dad and let Dad know about scrap that Phillips had, which was quite a lot. From that, he had a scrap yard, and from the scrap yard, he went into pipe. From that, he went into oil field equipment of all types, tanks and pump units and so forth. And after spending about 5 or 6 years in Maud, he came to Seminole and started off scrap yard here and then pipe yard.
Somehow he found his way in 1929 to Kansas City.
Right. He was on a trip to Kansas City, and he met my mother, Elsie Fine, on a blind date, and she was a secretary there. And he started dating her, and on the third date, he proposed to her. She accepted, and they were married not long after. A year later, I was born.
Her family, the Fine family, actually lived in St. Joseph.
The Fine family lived in St. Joseph, Missouri, yes, and they had a small grocery store. The family lived in the store. In fact, two of my mother's sisters, my aunts, they bedded on top of a piano that they had. It was very sparse, frugal living, but my mother's parents spent the rest of their life in the grocery store, and the sisters all worked in the store until eventually they got married.
From that marriage, from your father and mother, there were two sons.
I was the oldest. I was born in 1930, and my brother Sidney was born in 1932. 5 years later, in 1937, my sister Ethel was born. She really hated the name Ethel. My mother had told her that she was planned to name her daughter Jeannie, but one of my father's sisters, who was still in Europe, died in Europe, and her name was Ethel. So my father decided to name his daughter after his deceased sister. But after my sister, Ethel, became an adult, she changed her name back to Jeannie, which was the original name that was planned for her.